So for our opening segment, we're going to be speaking with Mark Dunley, co-chair of the Green Education and Legal Fund. Mark was one of the 29 protesters arrested at the Cricket Valley occupation this past weekend. Good evening, Mark.
Good evening, Dave and Chris. How are you tonight?
Very well. How are you?
I'm okay.
So I was covering that event where you were arrested, and just for full disclosure, you are a regular contributor and co-host in this radio show, but of course, like many of us, you also are an activist. Why don't you give us a little bit of information about what's going on at Cricket Valley and why you were down there?
Well, you outlined earlier in the news headlines, the concern about the plant. It's a fairly large natural gas plant, which will be burning frack gas from Pennsylvania mainly. It's about 1,100, megawatts. And, one of the things about frack gas, when you burn it, you have problems, but also gas is basically methane, which is, short-term over a 20-30-year period, about 80 times more potent as a greenhouse gas than carbon dioxide. So at a time when the International Panel on Climate Change says that, if we don't dramatically change our behavior and slash carbon emissions in the next 11-12 years, the future of life on our planet is at serious at risk. The idea you're going to now put on a new massive power plant is quite frightening. And, people came together on Saturday to do a blockade of the facility. We were able to, shut down the operation, the construction of the plant for the day. But we need really to get our lawmakers, starting with Governor Cuomo, to step up to the plate and, really stop this power plant from ever operating, much like Governor Cuomo's father, Mario Cuomo, did, maybe 30 years ago, when even after the Shoreham nuclear power plant had been built, he stepped in and prevented that from ever operating.
When I was interviewing people down at the site, at least one mentioned that the governor himself was already compromised in this, that he'd taken a lot of financial contributions from different parties interested in having this plant come online. Are you familiar with that accusation?
I'm not familiar with, him taking particular campaign contributions to this power plant. Obviously, a nearby power plant, CPV, resulted in Cuomo's campaign manager being convicted of political corruption for taking bribes related to, that particular, power plant and getting it approved. So there's certainly been a lot of corruption within the Cuomo administration with respect to some of these facilities. But I personally, and perhaps you have more information, I'm not aware of, the financing and campaign contributions with Governor Cuomo in this particular facility.
Mm-hmm. I don't have specifics on it yet, but then another thing that was said by multiple people was that the governor could intervene at this moment and stop further construction of this plant. Do you know whether that is factual or not?
He can stop. It's going to be, a bit of a challenge. They do seem to have the permits. To be honest, I was just for the last half hour trying to check on the websites to get the status of the permits. My understanding, they're fairly long in the process, and, the governor would have to really, it's not like the Williams pipeline, as far as I understand, where the Williams pipeline is still waiting for a permit to be signed off from the governor, and, in fact, they have denied the permit for the Williams pipeline, though they're trying to reopen that case. But, yes, I've heard that the Cuomo administration could step in. I think a lot of people were citing the fact that, the governor, worked with the legislature to pass, what they're calling an historic climate change deal, the Climate Leadership and Community Protection Act, which really requires the state to both heavily transition quickly to renewable energy, but also to begin to escalate its efforts to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. And when you allow a plant like this to come online, you're going in the opposite direction to what the state legislature and the governor agreed just months ago was the new policy of the state.
Hmm. Now, Governor Cuomo had famously, I believe it was in 2012, banned fracking in New York State, but is fine with potentially burning fracked gas here for power. Is that what I understand?
That unfortunately has been the problem. So, I mean, I was actually pretty amazed by the ability of grassroots activists across the state to say that, you know, we should not allow high-pressure hydraulic fracking of natural gas in New York. Both, you know, many people are concerned about the immediate impact of the extraction process on water supplies and air emissions, but many of us are also just very concerned that, you know, natural gas is not a bridge fuel to a clean energy future. It's a gangplank, you know, to climate disaster. And it does seem sort of hypocritical for the governor to agree that, in fact, it's against the public interest to allow extraction of natural gas to take place in New York, but that he has been willing to allow, you know, frack gas from other communities, mainly Pennsylvania, to be shipped into New York. If it's not good for New York residents, this really shouldn't be good for any residents.
Now, I've heard natural gas being considered a greener alternative to, say, burning coal or garbage for energy by some advocates. Is this power plant being, like, what is the current load that this power plant would be producing currently being produced from?
Well, I mean, they're talking about adding on, you know, basically 1,100 megawatts of electricity, but, you know, I know that, you know, for instance, Bill McKibben, author, one of the co-founders of 350.org, has written a number of articles recently that says, you know, we now begin to realize that, in fact, these frack gas power plants are probably worse for climate change than running a coal plant, that they had not adequately took into account the how toxic, how bad a greenhouse gas methane is. And, yeah, so when you burn methane, the actual burn in itself isn't as bad as burning coal, but there is estimates that the amount of leakage coming, you know, with your methane-type systems can run in the 10 to 11% area. And wow, when you factor in the methane leakage, in fact, overall greenhouse gas emissions, you know, from these frack gas plants appear to be worse for climate change than the coal plants. But, you know, there are, you know, alternatives. New York needs to be stepping up more, you know, for electricity, looking at things such as air heat pumps, well, you know, particularly wind and solar, energy efficiency, tidal, you know, looking at ways you can produce clean, renewable energy. And, you know, if we, you know, last year, worldwide greenhouse gas emissions continued to increase. So we need to be slashing greenhouse emissions. And in fact, we're going in the opposite direction, that they're still increasing. And that's why so many young people have risen up and said, listen, you guys have had 30 years of notice that, in fact, burning fossil fuels was going to be, you know, bad for the environment, and yet for 30 years, politicians basically have done nothing. The time is up. We can't continue to delay, and we need to stop all new fossil fuel plants wherever we can, and then we have to begin to phase out you know, the existing ones as rapidly as possible. And this is a moment where, you know, Governor Cuomo wants to be a climate champion on the national stage, and, you know, he needs to step up. He has, you know, to his credit, he did stop frack gas, the fracking in our own state, you know, a number of years ago, and he has stopped some of the newer, you know, pipelines, but he's had a mixed record, and you know, especially with the legislature agreeing to pass this, you know, climate change law recently. It's, you know, we can't continue to do business as usual.
So let's talk for a minute. We probably have about 2 or 3 minutes left, but let's talk a little bit about the action itself. What occurred there, and do you think that that was successful?
Well, it was successful in terms of actually shutting down the plant, which is an important symbol. You know, shut it down, you know, for, well, the construction, you know, for the day. It was less successful, unfortunately, so far, other than the wonderful WOOC, in terms of generating, you know, media coverage, at least in the mainstream media and the local newspapers, certainly did a good job with the social media stuff. There were sort of two things. One is that they put, or we put a tractor in front of the entranceway, and people attached themselves in various manners to the tractors. Others stood or sat in front of the tractor to basically prevent the Saturday morning shift starting at 6 a.m. from going into the facility. So that blockade worked. And then three or four people climbed up on the almost 300-foot smokestack, very terrifying to me to be 300 foot up, and, you know, hung a bunch of banners, you know, from the smokestack, which is also very symbolic. But also this local farmer, Ben, you know, recorded a video at the top of the smokestack about the local farms, the local schools, the local wildlife, wetlands are going to be negatively impacted. And it was quite breathtaking to be, you know, that high up in the air and get a panoramic view of this beautiful countryside that's going to be, you know, polluted by this particular power plant.
And I think our last question, what are the next steps, and are there any websites or any other means for people to try and get involved in this?
You know, there's mainly on, you know, Facebook, facebook.com/StopCricketValley. You know, Sane Energy Project, you Google that, has been one of the groups helping to coordinate the work at that. You know, people are urging to call the governor and to deliver that message to stop Cricket Valley. 518-474-8390 is always the general number. There's a campaign number you can look up on the website. But to speak up, and it, I mean, reality is we need to say no to all the fossil fuel new infrastructure. This is one immediate one that's getting very close to going online, but we need to be stopping it across the board.
Okay.
And that's why people got arrested. I mean, this is like, you know, the politicians are not taking this seriously.
Right.
And we cannot continue to tolerate their behavior and their support for burning fossil fuels.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Mark. And we'll see
you back
at the station.
Thank you, Dave and Chris.
Thank you.